Here's a Smallville. It's a rap. Not gonna rhyme. Smallville. Oh, come on, Jesse. Lay that beat for me. Come on, go. Oh, 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 oh. Smallville. MFs. It's Noah and Jesse. Oh, oh, meteor freaks. Gonna lay it down, gonna lay it down, gonna drop some beats, gonna drop some beats, gonna hit pick the heat, gonna pick the heat, gonna meteor freak, freak, freak. Oh, yeah, that was actually, I thought that was gonna, like, pretty bad. I thought it was gonna be pretty bad because, like, that was, like, totally improvised. We weren't even thinking about that. I thought you weren't even gonna go with it.
Oh, no, I dropped it, bro.
Yeah, like, wow. I thought that was really good.
That was actually pretty good. Every episode starts off like that now.
Okay. Yeah, just like, sorry, I'm eating. I'm really hungry.
I just asked you, and you said you weren't.
You know, like, when you're like, I don't know if I'm hungry, like, really?
Yeah.
And then you, like, start eating, and they're like, oh my gosh, I was so hungry.
Yeah. Is that what happened?
Mm-hmm. So.
The awkward stare.
So, this episode is Rogue X-Men. Just Rogue. It's just called Rogue. Just Rogue. Just Rogue.
You know, Rogue One, Star Wars confirmed.
Never do that again.
Wait a minute.
Stop.
The triangle on the top of that screen? Like for?
No.
Maybe.
No.
Oh yeah. Maybe.
I'm sorry if I'm making anyone hungry. So, yeah, Rogue. It's an okay episode.
I liked it.
You liked it because it was, like, it was coming out of, like, instead of New Year Freak of the Week,
mm-hmm.
It's, like, Cop of the
Week
Shop.
Cop of the Shop? That's his name. That's gonna be a super villain name, Cop of the Shop.
Nope.
No? What do you got? What's his true villain name?
Paul Blart.
He's a good cop.
Villain of the week, Paul Blart.
Paul Mark, Mall Cop.
Paul Blart, Mall Cop.
Cop Shop. I like this episode because it foreshadows him wearing the suit with the logo on it.
Yeah. It's not foreshadowing. It's just, well, I mean, I guess it's foreshadowing.
That's exactly what that is.
Well.
Who would wear this piece of junk? Desperate Times Call for
Desperate Measures. I like he was like, I would not go into battle wearing that.
Desperate Times Call for Desperate Measures.
You know how I hate? You know one of the things I hate for Man of Steel?
What?
When he's like, oh, what's the S stand for? It's not an S. On my world, it means hope.
It's still S.
That's BS. Because in the Superman, like, in Superman, hit, like, what that actually means, that's the House of L.
Yeah.
Like, Supergirl, that's why she wears it too,
mm-hmm.
Because that's, like, they're the same family.
Mm, cousin.
It's his family,
Logo.
But he's like, oh, it's Hope. I guess Zack Snyder.
Well, they tell him it's Hope in the movie. Like, his dad tells him that it's Hope in the movie.
Yeah, well, that's what I'm saying. Like, Zack Snyder, if you're listening, you ruined...
Trash writer!
You ruined a lot of things. I liked... Okay, there's only, like, one. No, don't get me wrong. I like Man of Steel.
It's such a good movie.
It's a really good movie. I just don't like that part. Let's see. What's another good Zack Snyder movie?
Can't think of one.
Did you ever watch that one that was based off an anime?
Oh, no, I don't watch that
one. No, like, it was a movie based off of anime. Shotgun wrote, I don't... I forget what it was called.
If you think about it, just say it later on.
It's like nunchuck shotgun or something like that. Something really stupid.
Really good though.
Vanessa Hudgens is in it.
Who does she play? Like in other movies.
Other movies?
Mm-hmm.
She's the chick from High School Musical.
The blonde chick?
No. The main chick.
Oh, really? Pop.
Yeah. Well, I mean, That other chick's hot, too.
Sharpay?
You know she's Kansas, right?
She's Kansas? Whatever.
I mean, Candace from Phineas
Ferb. Dude, it's such a good show. And then they ended it with the movies, didn't they? The Phineas Ferb movie? Oh, does it still come on? Like, there's still make new episodes for it?
No, they just ended it.
I thought after the movies they ended it. Because after that, those movies, they were so good. Those movies.
You mean on, like, Across the Second Dimension?
Yeah, it was a good movie.
No, they still made a lot of new episodes after that one.
Did they?
Yeah. And then they ended it, I forget how. They ended it with the episode where they go to college.
Oh, wait. Have you seen that one? They actually go to college?
Have you seen that one?
I've never seen it. I haven't seen any of the ones past the movie.
Hold on.
Dr. Pepper Life?
Dr. Pepper.
This episode is not presented by Dr. Pepper.
But I wish it was. Product placement.
Sorry if anyone just got grossed out. Okay, what were we talking about? Phineas and Ferb.
Yeah.
I love this, how this is a small little podcast, but then we just get like, oh, what were we talking about again? And then someone's like, were you talking about Smallville? And like, no, we're talking about Phineas and Ferb.
No, Phineas and Ferb, though.
Yeah, they ended it, they ended the show by showing them in the future.
Mm-hmm.
Like, Phineas is picking a college he wants to go to, and him and
Ferb.
Yeah, him. Ferb already picked the college he's going to. Ferb is going out with that one chick, you know, Dr. Doofenshmirtz's daughter.
Nuh-uh.
Yeah.
Dude, that's my man, Ferb.
Ferb is pulling.
Does he talk? Does he talk? Does he still talk? Is he, like, talk or no?
He still does the, like, barely talks and talks a little bit.
Mm-hmm.
Like, Silent Bob.
And then, Is Phineas dating that one chick that he's grew up with?
Isabella?
Yeah.
They don't at first. And then when they're about to go to college, when they're about to go their separate ways,
mm-hmm.
Friggin' Phineas goes, so I heard that you had a crush on me when we were kids. And she was like, yeah. But then after I stopped. And then he's like, huh, that's funny because that's probably when I started having a crush on you. And then her eyes went, like, big. She was like, what? And then, they're like... And then,
well,
like,
she kissed him in the movie. And then, but their brains got wiped.
Brains got wiped. Yeah.
It sucked. I wish they would have did that.
But they got together at the end.
Did they? Okay, mm-hmm. Good. I'm gonna watch it when I go home. I'm gonna watch the last episode.
It's good. There's, like, a bunch of clips on it on YouTube.
Is it really?
Yeah.
I'm sure I'll watch the whole thing.
Okay.
Is it worth it?
Yeah. Ow.
Man, Ferb's pulling. Dude, she was so much older than him, though.
But he became 18, though.
Oh, once he's 18.
All the cards are off the table.
Yeah.
When you're 18.
And he's pulling, huh?
Yep.
She looks pretty hot. For anime character, she looks pretty hot.
Back to Zack Snyder being terrible. No, I'm kidding. I liked Watchmen. Did you ever watch Watchmen?
The one with the white mask?
Yeah.
Yeah, I've seen it before.
It's really good, dude.
Does he do that?
Yeah, Zack Snyder. That's his movie.
Really?
Yeah.
They're making another one.
They're making a show.
I thought it was another movie coming out.
No, they're making a show.
Mm. That's still pretty cool.
Yeah. I like the effect of his mask.
How the black moves across it?
Yeah. I hated when he died, though.
Pretty bad.
It's like, do it!
Well, are you going to, like, introduce a main character like that? And just
yeah.
And then how are you going to make a show about it? Is he going to be in the show?
It's not going to be the same,
characters?
No, it's not going to be the same as Zack Snyder's universe of it.
Really? Boo. I mean, I'm not going to watch. I might watch a few episodes of it, see if I get into it, you know?
Yeah. Inhumans is terrible.
I'm not seeing Inhumans.
It's really bad.
I like the Inhumans, like how they present them in Marvel's Agents of S.H.I.E.L.D.
I don't watch that show, so.
Something.
He names his car, and then don't touch Lola.
Yeah, it's Lola.
I love that. That's pretty funny. I watched, like, the first few episodes.
Phil Coulson?
Just for Phil Coulson.
If you watch it through and through, you'll love it, bro. It's so good. I only watched it, like, 3 times.
Isn't Nick Fury in, like, the very second episode?
He is in there. A lot, actually. He pops up more than once. And it actually does take place when he dies. And, like, when he fake dies. There's actually some episodes about when he dies. And then he gets briefed on how he's not dead and stuff. So it's pretty cool.
I remember the episode when they talked about, they were like, the guy was afraid of dying. That one guy was afraid of dying, and Phil was like, hey, I've been there.
Oh, yeah.
It's beautiful.
It's yeah, like that. Tahiti. Which wasn't, which, I don't know if you watched it, but that's actually what they put in their brain, his brain. And actually a doctor, like, yes, you actually get to see them bring him back to life. And it's so bad. Like, he's saying, let me die, let me die.
Wow.
It's just so bad.
That's sad.
Yeah. It was pretty cool, though. Yeah, watch the episode. Yeah, watch the show. It's so good. We'll bench watch that next.
No.
20 seasons later. Dude, it's so good for real, though.
I'm never going to bench watch that show.
You would love it.
It's on ABC. I hate it.
It's on Netflix, too.
No new episodes on Netflix.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, it's not a Netflix show.
So oh, yeah, making. No. It's like kind of like Flash. For next year is when the new season is going to be on Flash on Netflix. Yeah. Ooh, I'm going to come over next Thursday to watch it with you. Well, no, Friday would be Friday, wouldn't it? Because it takes a day for it to get on your thing.
So Wednesday.
No, because it comes out Thursday.
Flash episodes come... No. Arrow comes on Thursday, you
Does
idiot.
It? Okay.
Flash comes on Tuesday.
So it'll be on Wednesday, okay.
Yeah. I still haven't watched the new episode of Arrow.
Still? You waiting on something?
No.
You just have time?
I hate it that I write off Arrow like it's nothing.
What?
Because Arrow's like my favorite show. Well, besides Smallville.
Flash, in my opinion, is so much better than Arrow. I love Flash.
What's Flash compared to Smallville?
Probably same.
Smallville's way better than Flash.
Nah.
Well, you've only seen, like, 9 episodes so far.
It's true, but still, like, for what I watch, it's pretty much the same. The Flash is up there.
This episode is presented by Obesity.
Do you think now if the Arrow and the Flash went head-to-head, who would win?
Now?
Yeah, with Barry run 5 times faster than he's ever done before.
Well, okay. Barry wouldn't kill Oliver.
Well, I know that. I'm talking about like they just fought to see who would win. Not like a death match, just like a little arena match.
No, I'm saying Barry wouldn't kill Oliver.
Mm-hmm.
So, he wouldn't like just instantly like go in and knock him out. Well, he wouldn't, like, because if he punched him at, like, super, super speed,
mm-hmm.
he'd be dead. So,
just
like,
phase through him.
If Arrow hits him with one arrow, and that arrow is the thing that, like, the nanobots that stop you from, that stop speedsters,
mm-hmm.
Barry's got him. I mean, Oliver's got him.
Well, I mean, but Barry would get him if Barry wasn't, like, holding back, though. Where's it go?
See, but, see, like, versus matches like that, they don't really...
Make sense.
...apply.
Well, they did it in the show.
Well, no, they don't apply, like, they shouldn't even keep doing that.
Why?
Well, they're not keep doing that right now.
Yeah, I don't know.
Like, that's like saying, what if all of them went against Supergirl? Of course Supergirl would win.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's like...
Both of those guys are, like, pretty much... They know each other, like, they know how, like, one plays and how to win against each other.
I'm not talking about Flash and...
Oh, that's what I'm talking about right now. I know what you're talking about. You're trying to say that you shouldn't do it because they're different people.
Yeah, like, they're OP in their own right.
Yeah.
Like, Arrow and Flash have, like, different worlds.
Yeah, well, not different worlds, same world, just different hands.
You know, no, when I say different world, like, when they're, like... I don't think I'm like you, Oliver. You have whole different world and stuff like that.
Yeah. Like a different, like...
Lifestyle.
Yeah. View on life.
Yeah.
Flash is so good, though. Arrow's pretty good, too. I'm not gonna hate it, bro. Because when I first started watching Arrow, bro, I bench-grinded it, like, for days.
Bro, one time, I kept telling my friend that Arrow's, like, really good. And he was like, no, it's not.
Bro,
Arrow's not good. I was like, dude, you haven't even watched it. And he was like... It's probably still not good.
Mm.
And then he started watching it. He was like, bro, it's amazing. I was like, I told you.
Bro, it's amazing. Best show ever. Doom did so good, though.
Back to Smallville.
Yeah, back to Smallville. You know. Small what? Okay.
So, villain of the week.
Cup Shop.
Paul Park.
Agreed.
How do you feel about him?
I'm glad that he's not a meteor freak. He's manipulative in his own way. Douchebag.
Yeah. He's a dirty cop. Yeah, not dirty, I mean, not dirty as in the good dirty, if you know what I mean.
No, don't know what you mean.
If you know what I mean. If you catch my drift. If you're seeing what I'm saying.
If you're picking up what I'm putting down.
If you're feeling my flow.
Nope, not feeling it. Do you even swallow, bro? Okay.
Actually, I haven't used that one today.
What?
If you're picking up what I'm putting down, that's a good one.
Oh, yeah.
I haven't heard that one.
Really? You never heard that before? Everyone says that back in South Carolina. Pecan and pecan, everybody. I'd put that out there.
Okay. Anyone? Don't even listen, like... This is an in that was an in joke, the pecan or pecan thing that we talk about a lot.
What's pecan?
It's different pronunciation, dude.
There's only two pronunciations. It's pecan, which is right, and pecan, which is right.
That's not two pronunciations.
Are you saying the word you're saying the word wrong even though you're reading it right? You're not even reading it right. You're adding an O in there. Because it says P-E-P.
Dude, okay, let's not get into this. We may be an off-track podcast sometimes, but that's too off-track. Mm-hmm. But, villain of the week. Rate this villain of the week compared to the others. Like, his motive.
We're at 8. Well, no, not even at 8. Probably like a 6.
I've voted motive at a 3.
Really?
Motive is stupid.
Motive is kind of trash. I had to think about motive.
Motive is like, hey, you have superpowers, so you instantly have to help me because...
I'll tell the world.
Because I'll tell the world. Because I'm a douche about it. Because I hate everything. I don't know. I don't even know my own. Why do I sound like Matthew McConaughey?
I have no idea.
Sometimes gotta go back to go forward. And I don't mean that like in the clinical sense. I mean sometimes you actually gotta go backwards like in a parking lot. Go forward.
What was that off of?
Ryan Higa.
Was it?
Yeah.
I think I've heard that before.
But I don't like the villain of the week.
Honestly, he's pretty trash, yeah.
He's pretty predictable.
Yeah.
Like, when Clark was, like through the friggin', when he threw the friggin' safe on his car.
That was funny.
He's like, haha, you'll never be in my life again. And it's like, wait, we still have, 30 minutes of the episode left. What?
Yeah, it's like, okay.
You can't fake us out that easy.
Yeah.
Gosh, WB.
Gosh, WB. The CB, the WB. The,
CWB. I should call it that.
The CWB.
Because there's the CW and then WB. CWB.
That'd be pretty cool. I want $1 million if they do that. Calculate that right now.
That's ours, CW, okay? You can't keep that. That's ours, Warner Brothers. You can't keep that unless you talk to us.
We'll sell to you for $500,000.
Why don't they call it the WB anymore? Because it's owned by Warner Brothers.
I have no idea.
That's stupid. CW, what does CW stand for? Hold on. Let me look it up on your phone. I had his phone. On your phone.
Yeah, I remember.
Of course I remember your password. It's... just blast your...
Are you going to look up on Google or are you going to look up on YouTube?
Google. Of course I remember your password. It's 555... No. Of course I remember your freaking number. It's 555-3... Okay, Google. What does the CW stand for?
According to Reddit, partnered to create a new network called the CW, which they launched in September of 2006. The C stands for CBS and the W stands for Warner Brothers.
What?
The CBS.
Why would the C stand for another... Wait. Okay, Google. What does CBS stand for?
According to Wikipedia, CBS is an American English language commercial
broadcast... Columbia Broadcasting System? What?
Does it come on the CW?
That doesn't make any sense.
Does it even come on CBS?
Huh?
Does it even come on CBS?
CW shows?
Yeah.
No.
So,
What is life? I'm so confused.
Yeah, so, right, we gotta do more digging on that, like,
Yeah, we're gonna have to, like, get in on that later.
Why is the CW called the CW? CBS and Warner Bros. Does Warner Bros. Own CBS?
Huh?
Does Warner Bros. Own CBS?
No. Because Marvel's Agents of S.H.I.E.L.D. is on CBS, right? Or is it ABC? No, it's CBS.
Okay, so it's about the CW. The CW network was formed to joint venture between Warner Bros. Entertainment and CBS corporations.
Well, the CW used to be called Warner Bros. What?
That's so right. They should have kept it at the...
You don't make any sense, Warner Brothers.
They should have kept it at the WB.
I'm pretty sure are the Warner Brothers dead?
Oh, duh, for sure, yeah.
Well, they were in, you remember...
This is like a hardcore Google fest.
Sorry, guys, if you're getting annoyed of us asking Google questions. Okay, Google. Okay, Google.
Except, yeah.
Okay, Google. Are the Warner Brothers dead? Just says yes. That'd be so messed up. Oh, wait. Okay, Google. Who are the Warner Brothers?
No one, Jesse.
According to Wikipedia, Warner Brothers Entertainment Inc. is an American entertainment company that is a division of Time Warner and is headquartered in Burbank, California.
Okay, well...
Who made Warner Brothers? I'll search that up.
Okay, Google. Who made Warner Brothers?
Warner Brothers was founded by Sam Warner, Jack L. Warner, Albert Warner, and others.
Okay.
There's like four Warners in.
I didn't know there was four Warner Brothers. I thought there was only two.
I'm pretty sure all dead if they're all...
Okay, I'm pretty sure two of them are dead, and then...
Due to the color of the picture.
Because, yeah, judging by the color of the picture, it's like, it's not even a picture, it's a drawing of two of them.
Is it really?
Yeah, it's a drawing. Or a really bad picture. Let's see.
Oh my God,
let's see. Sam Warner. Let's see. Oh, he died in 1927.
Yep, well, I'm pretty sure all of them are dead.
Dang, if he's dead, then a lot of them are dead. Why are we laughing about this? This is so
Because I was laughing at the picture.
I thought the Warner Brothers were in that one freaking movie. Oh, I thought he was still alive for a second.
1978, he's still alive.
Dang, his kid's already dead.
His kids are dead?
Oh, wait, no, not his kids.
You know, his kids are living the lifestyle.
Yeah. How old were the oldest ones?
Albert Warner.
Let's see. Albert Warner, born 1884, died 1967.
Look at what year Warner Brothers made. Look at what year.
Okay, Google. What year was Warner Brothers made? Okay, Google.
Warner Brothers is parent organization.
No, stop. Okay, Google. What year was Warner Brothers made?
It was founded on April 4th, 1923.
Jesus.
Wow. Jeez, 1923. Disney was made in 1923.
Was it?
Wait, which one was first? April 4th, October 16th.
Warner Brothers was first.
Oh, that's what's up.
That's pretty cool.
Fox was made in
1935. Trash.
DC Comics was made in 1934, way before Marvel. Ooh, Hanna-Barbera.
When was Marvel made?
Okay, Google. When was Marvel made?
Marvel Comics was founded on May 1st, 1939.
Not way before. It's like 5 years.
Yeah, 5 years. So, we're going into that really good, that good segment, that the very best segment of all. Fashion.
Yep.
Report. We gotta say report it.
Yeah,
at the same time. Sometimes.
All right, 1, 2, 3, report.
What? 1, 2, 3, report. Okay.
That was still kind of trash.
So, fashion report. I'll go first, fool.
I only know one thing you're about to talk about. You didn't tell me the other one.
Okay. The beginning, when they see Julius Caesar's chest plate.
That's not Julius Caesar, that's Alexander the Great.
Okay, fine. Jeez, calm down. Calm down, fool. They talk about Julius Caesar's, too.
Do they? Really?
Well, I mean, in the show.
In this one?
Not, like, later not on. In the episode, later on.
Okay.
But Alexander the Great's chest plate has an S on it, and it's red, white, and blue.
And it has the little triangle.
So, there's a little nod to what's going to happen.
A little foreshadowing.
In the future. That's some good fashion right there. I would wear that.
Yeah, well, because, like, what's $1 billion? Way more than that. I'd wear it just because, you know, I'm the great now. Because I'm wearing Alexander the Great's chest plate.
Yeah.
It looks kind of trash, though. Like, the ass is...
I wonder if it's actually good against bullets.
They didn't have bullets back then, so I'm pretty sure no.
Yeah, I'm pretty sure no.
I like more swords than anything.
Have you seen Hercules? With the rock?
I have not seen Hercules ever.
It's really good.
Is it?
It's actually really good. There's a scene where there's, like, they have, like, leather padding,
mm-hmm.
and Hercules is, like, training a bunch of people
mm-hmm.
with it,
mm-hmm.
and everyone's like, oh, leather padding isn't going to help at all, and then Hercules gets a knife,
mm-hmm.
and he stabs himself, and it, like, breaks. The knife breaks.
Really?
Yeah. That's a good leather, that's
look pretty good.
How good leather padding can be. But, that's my first fashion. But there's a second one. The very second one. Martha Kent's turtleneck.
Really?
Yes.
I saw that. I didn't want you to mention it.
the purpose of Fashion Report is talking about bad fashion. But we talk about good fashion a whole lot.
Which is not that turtleneck.
Not that turtleneck. No one looks good with a turtleneck.
Unless you like, unless you got that bowl cut.
Unless you are a turtleneck.
Yeah.
No one looks good in a turtleneck.
Unless you're a turtleneck.
No one looks good in a turtleneck unless...
That one kid from school, the class fund, like Ned's, you know how...
No, no, not that.
That one kid, Coconut Boy?
No. No one looks good in a turtleneck unless you're wearing it in snow.
Really?
Yeah.
You think snow?
Yeah.
I think it was trash all together.
You turtlenecks know, look jacket. Good in the snow.
Really?
Yeah.
Alright, mine would have to be first Whitney, whenever how like unlike professional he looks when he's at the museum.
He's wearing the same things, Clark.
Well no, but his all like out of his pants, Clark's just tucked in and he's all like loose and
bet you anything Clark's was the same.
No, his was tucked in.
You didn't see his other side.
His whole thing was tucked in.
Yeah, and but like, Whitney's whole thing wasn't tucked out.
You saw because you could see like the pants over the legs and like his pants were like all like big. That and then what was the other one I was gonna talk about?
I don't think that was the purpose of that scene.
I don't know. It was just how uncomfortable he looked at the party.
Yeah,
but it had some bad fashion. That's pretty bad. And then the other one, let's just talk about. I forgot, so I'm just gonna go with this one. The classic orange gown whenever you go to jail with a Jonathan Kent.
Oh yeah, he was rocking that orange.
He actually gown. Was actually doing pretty good.
He was rocking that orange.
He was.
We got, and that was the end of
the
fashion report.
Oh, nailed it.
Yep.
All right.
Let's talk about Lex's mistress.
That's gonna be my favorite scene.
What? Well, you just talk about her.
Oh, you're talking about his wife. Well, not his wife, but like his, like, girl.
Yeah, jeez.
I thought you were talking about, like,
No, I'm not talking about the scene.
Okay.
Such a crybaby.
She's pretty hot.
Oh, man. Dude, like, that, it's something about that accent. It's the accent plus, like, she's hot, but, like, something about that accent, it's, like, really, really gets me every time.
Really gets you?
really gets
me. Cash was scooting over.
Like, wait, I like how Lex always gives good advice to Clark.
Sometimes.
When he was like, keep your friends close and the quarterback closer. I was like, oh, Lex
it's supposed to be like, keep your friends closer and your enemies closer.
Can your friends close and your enemies closer?
Yeah, but I like Lex's interpretation of it.
I mean, it's not a different interpretation. It's just a different way of saying it.
Yeah, different interpretation.
I mean, yeah, I guess, but like, it's the same, basically the same thing.
Yeah, just different wording.
Yeah, I mean, it's not a different interpretation. If it was a different interpretation, it would be like, keep your enemies close, but your friends closer. Yeah. That's a different interpretation.
Yeah, that's about it, yeah.
So.
Is yeah. Your favorite?
Not yet. Gotta talk about that chilling scene.
Which one? The safe?
Where Chloe.
Oh my god, dude. Yeah, okay, so I got to like pretty much trash his character the whole episode because of what she did.
Okay,
she's such a crybaby.
Oh, okay, in the episode,
yeah,
only in the episode. Okay,
yeah. Only when she does stupid stuff like that.
Only when okay, I think most of the people that do stupid stuff like that.
Sometimes. They just roast them.
but she's the trashiest person in the episode.
Yeah,
not in the whole show.
No, not in the whole show.
Yeah,
she's pretty bad though in this episode though.
Oh my gosh,
Lana was trying to help her.
freaking He kept saying that he hates her. Like, he kept saying he was like, I hate Chloe so much.
Because she was, alright, so, like, listen. The principal was telling Chloe that she was fired because she didn't,
print, like, stuff that was happening in the school.
So.
And then, so, Lana tries to help her out.
Yeah, like, a hardcore friend. She didn't have to do that. She didn't have to be nice like that. And then, Chloe gets all, like, whiny because. The principal gives Chloe...
No, gives Alana the freaking...
torch.
Editorial.
Yeah.
Editorial.
She gives her... Yeah, she gives it to her. And then... Alana's like, you can still do whatever you want. I'm just in charge now. She wasn't even saying it like that. She was like saying, you can still do whatever you want. I'm not even gonna be here.
Yeah, she was like, you're still in charge. I'm just legally in charge.
Yeah. And then she was like, oh my god.
You oh my gosh. Yeah. You know the worst part is? I thought you were my friend.
Yeah, that's pretty cringe.
That was pretty bad.
And then she was like, here, you're just here for Clark. That was pretty dirty.
Clark was... Well, no, remember when... No, she didn't say that. She said, Clark was like, hey, mate, that doesn't sound so bad. And she was like, of course you would side with her.
Oh, yeah.
You're brain dead against anything that's Lana.
Yeah, I agree
with him, though. I agree with her.
Oh, no, he definitely is. But
yeah, like,
in front of her. You're going to say that in front of her.
That's funny, though. Well, when freaking Pete already did something similar.
Yeah, I didn't like him that part right there. He was good that episode.
That was funny when he was like, wow, out of anything in the world, I never thought he would ditch you.
Oh, yeah.
Remember? Oh, that was funny, though.
Yeah, he did really good.
Why did you say that, bro?
That was being a good wingman. That was, like, making her know that he likes her.
Yeah.
That pickup game.
That rebound. Pete's like Clark's backup wingman when Lex isn't around.
I like Pete way more than Chloe. Right now, anyways. I love Pete.
I'm glad you love Pete.
Yeah, Pete's pretty cool.
Oh!
I like Pete.
Pete's, like, one of my favorite characters.
He's, like, he doesn't have, like, a bad side to him.
It sucks when he dies, though. I'm kidding.
Yeah,
I'm
kidding. That's bad habit.
Bro, you were like laughing. You're like, and then you just
dead face.
Dead face. You're like, what?
Like, you said that he goes away for a few seasons, doesn't he?
No,
I thought you said that one time.
I said like for a few episodes, like a break, like oh,
when he's on vacation time.
Yeah, I guess so.
Seeing if he wanted to try something else, I guess he did. If he comes back, he's like, couldn't find no more movies to sign deals for me. So I'm back.
Yeah. Pretty much before this show, everyone else was on the OC.
Really?
You know that show?
No, I remember.
I think,
I know there was a show that you showed me where Clark was on it before anything. That show that Clark was on before the show? Or was it after the show?
Lucifer?
I guess.
No.
There was another show that he was on that you showed me. And when he was, like, this age, too.
Really? No.
I've seen something like that where he's.
I don't remember showing you anything like that.
Huh. Pretty sure you did. But well, I'll show you later, maybe.
Dude, we're definitely. I know which podcast we're doing after this, though.
What?
The Justice League show.
Okay.
Yeah. It's such a good show, dude.
You have all of it?
It's all on Netflix.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
The old one? The old Justice League?
Yeah.
You said Bart Allen, not Barry Allen, right?
It's Wally.
Wally.
You saw the freaking. You saw a clip from it.
Yeah,
they said. Why is he wearing hair for you, Wally?
Why is he wearing the red suit? Oh my god.
Wally wears the red suit in the comics.
Well, he wears the yellow one in the show in Kid Flash.
Yeah. He wears the red suit when.
Barry dies.
Yeah. Yeah.
Doesn't even matter, bro. You can't do that. Why didn't they put Barry in there?
Huh?
Why didn't they put Barry in there?
Didn't really matter. It wasn't focused on the Flash. It was focused on the team.
Yeah, no, but like Barry's just like the Flash that everyone loves. I don't like Kid West.
I bet you anything, before the show came on, you were like, you didn't care. You weren't like, this is my favorite Flash. You were just like, I don't care which one.
I didn't even watch the Flash.
I didn't even care about the Flash, dude. So, I cared about the Flash.
Did you?
Because of Justice League.
You like the Wally?
Bro, Michael Rosenbaum.
Who did he voice?
Flash.
He does the Flash one?
Yeah, he's such a good Flash.
He does Wally West?
He does Wally West.
Hmm.
He's such a good Flash. He's so funny, too.
Grant Gustin's way better.
Grant Gustin's not even the perfect actor to play the Flash.
He is. Who would be the
Not even actor? Blonde.
Who?
I said he's not even blonde. He doesn't even crack jokes that well. Do you laugh out loud when he cracks a joke?
Sometimes, depending on what he says.
You don't do that. You go.
Cisco's more funny than he is.
You pretty much just go.
Cisco makes it all funnier when.
Cisco makes it funnier, but Cisco is not supposed to be the comic relief. Freaking the Flash is supposed to be the comic relief in the show.
Like, and the movie coming out, he's like. Flash, like, stood there last after everybody left you. Like, oh,
see,
man.
In the movie, it's funny because he's supposed to be the comic relief.
Yeah, he was, like, looking around.
Like, even in the Justice League Unlimited show, they talk about how the Flash is all, like, their conscience.
Really?
Like, he's the one that keeps them all together.
Keep them going.
Because he's funny and, like, he's, like, all sarcastic and stuff like that. Yeah. Grant Gustin's even not even that sarcastic. Like, before this season, every other is like, my mom died, and I want to be the fastest, and, like, everything serious, and, like, okay, crack a joke a little few
that's
times.
That's how they, like, portray the show on this. They didn't want to be funny on the show, I guess, because, like, it does make him serious. Like, he's also a lot of people on the show that are, like, really close to him.
There's been a lot of serious interpretations of The Flash, but he still cracks a good joke.
He does crack good jokes here, not often, but he does crack them here and there.
Anyway, Michael Rosenbaum is such a good Flash. Michael Rosenbaum, if you're listening, come on the show.
What better actor do you think could play the Flash? Like, that you know.
A better actor? That's hard.
Exactly, because Grant Gustin's number one.
No, because I don't know that many actors that are that are around that age. Yeah. Mm. You don't even know that many actors that are around that age.
Grant Gustin's number one. I don't even think about that one because I love Grant Gustin.
You didn't even know Grant Gustin before the show.
I wish he would have kept his. Yeah, because I saw Glee before. But,
you didn't even know his name.
No, I didn't know his name. I just saw him in Glee. I wish he would have kept the beard, dude. I love the beard.
Wait, did you watch Glee?
I did watch Glee. It wasn't good, but I watched it.
I thought Glee was good.
Really?
I like Glee.
I'm not going to say it was trash. It was alright, but I was like, I didn't get hooked on it.
I mean, I like it when they sing.
Oh yeah, it's pretty good. They do. Really good.
I love it when they sing, but like, story-wise, nope.
Yep, not there. Not.
Except the gym teacher. She's funny.
She's
funny. I was about to cuss. I was about to, funny as H-E, double hockey stick. She's so funny. But...
Back to the show.
Okay. This is a good segment. Jesse didn't think anyone died in this episode. Could, or was about to die.
Well, Lex. With the bomb.
Oh. Yeah. Jesse, you thought... here's the segment. Jesse, you thought Lex was gonna die because there was a bomb. That's it.
Yeah, pretty much it.
That's it. No one else.
Well, yeah. Well, the old chick who was going down on the bench as well, but I didn't know her.
It was a guy. But, that's pretty much it.
Not much.
Really. Now, our favorite scenes.
Scenes. Yep.
Gotta work on that.
You said it right. You stopped, though.
Because we didn't really do it right.
Okay.
jaw kind of hurts. Anyway, I'll go first.
Wait, you went first last time?
Huh?
You went first last time.
No, you went first last time.
We gotta start keyboards. Okay, go ahead.
You went first last time.
Okay. Alright, yep.
Ah! Lex's mid-shirt. No, I'm kidding. I'm kidding. That's yours. That's yours. I know. He said it was gonna be his before. One of them would have to be when Fallon, the freaking cop.
Cop shop.
Paul Bart. When he drops the freaking, when he drops this generator onto Clark.
Yeah.
He's like, good job, kid. I had to make sure.
But what if he would have died? If then he was wrong?
He would have been like, whoops. He just got out of there.
Made it look like it was an accident.
I mean, it looked like an accident.
Yeah.
It's a farm, man. Anything can happen. You know what I want to know? Hmm. How did he get up there?
Who?
How did he get the freaking... How did he get the freaking generator up there?
It was already up there. I remember Clark did it.
But, like, how did he, like, set it up to where he was going to fall?
It was already up there. And Clark just went under it and he dropped it.
Yeah, but, like, how did he drop it? Because
the chain was down there.
The chain was down.
Yeah, like where he was.
But like,
where Clark was.
The chain was down in the beginning of the episode where he was.
Yeah.
So did like Fallon just like get the chain, kind of went upstairs, but like got the tip of the chain.
Made it look like it was good.
Stayed up there, and then dropped. Like what?
That was actually kind of weird.
Yeah.
Fix the show.
Bro, I would hate it if they like remade this show.
Wait, would you hate it if they made another season? Same actors, grown up?
No.
That'd be pretty cool.
I would love it so much. But, second favorite episode and I'm seeing, you know what to do, Jesse. I'm sorry, no, that's it. No, I'm kidding.
I'm sure.
Gonna drop that beat. Gonna make some heat. Gonna be a meteor freak. Gonna go out. Lex got a mistress. Gonna make some fixes. Oh. The Smallville MFs. Gonna drop some beats. Gonna pick up the heat. I can't rhyme anything else with heat because I'm a freak. Oh.
You're killing it. Then you hit the end and they're like, no.
I wasn't really killing it.
We actually never killed
it. I was just saying a bunch of stuff. But, like,
I
keep...
Like, he lets out a new mistress. He got a lot of fixes. I was like, okay.
Well, but I kept going through that, like, heat. Mixing up the heat. Gonna mix some beat. Mixing up the heat. Gotta meet you, a freak. But that was... I just keep throwing that up because, like, that's such a good rhyming.
Yeah.
Got to be as good as Eminem if you want to get in this world.
Bro, we could be Eminem right now.
No. Because let me think of a Slim Shady song that I could actually do. Instead of, except...
Down the real Slim Shady, Slim Shady, please,
no, like...
Like, rap god?
I created a monster, but nobody wants any marshmallow more. They want shitty, I'm chopped liver. If they want shitty, I'll give you a little bit of meat. Hit him some hard liquor, some vodka, take off the...
No. Just keep rapping it.
Wait, no. Instead, like, you know, I Need a Doctor?
Mm-hmm.
You know, you actually know that one?
Wait, by him?
Yeah.
Say something?
I told the world, one day I would pay him back. Same legs as... Tape recording, then I'm playing back. I don't even know. I believe it when I'm saying that.
Yeah, I've heard that
before. Every day, it's just so bright and black. And then...
It's an old song, right?
No one sees my vision. They say it's like, and they don't know what dope is. And don't know if I was awake or asleep on a rope. This all I know is you came to me when I was at my lowest. You picked me up. Bring the life of me. All my life to you. For the life of me. I don't see why you don't see like I do. It just dawned on me. You lost the sun. Tears brighten you. It's dark. Let me turn the lights and brighten you to enlighten you.
Killed it.
That's the only Eminem song I can kill it at.
Sure.
And then he was like, something about a white boy. I don't know. Like, something about him being a white guy. You know what I just noticed?
Hmm.
When I put on this podcast, like, my battery doesn't just goes regularly.
It does?
Yeah, it's weird. But, those were my favorites. Did I already say my favorites?
Your favorite scenes, yeah.
Yeah, my favorite scene. Well, I said the chain thing.
And then you wrapped it.
And then I wrapped the chain.
And that was it.
So I wrapped the chain, break the game, make it... No, I'm just keep going. But the chain part, and then, like, where it was about to blow up, when, like, Lex got the bomb out, and it was just a clock.
Yeah, I was like, oh, I know.
That was funny.
Alright, my favorite scene is when the main man, Lex, was like, well, Clark was like, I didn't know you were going to be here. You didn't tell him, Lex? Must have slipped my mind.
I thought that was funny.
That was good. And then, at the end, towards the end, whenever he dropped the safe on his car, that was funny. He was like, okay, bye.
Oh, yeah, when he dropped the safe on his car.
And he kept his file that he needed.
Oh, yeah. So, that was the end of the favorite scenes.
Yep.
So, how would you rate this episode?
Well, how would you rate it, Rob?
Well, I'm going to ask you first.
4 out of 10 saves.
Four out of ten ripped out saves. Really? Why four? You didn't like it as much?
It was good, but it wasn't that good. Like I've seen
before. Well, I only said three just because of the villain.
Yeah, no, but...
I like the episode.
Yeah, no, it wasn't a bad episode. But it's better.
Next thing you know, I wrap it.
I give this 3 out of 10.
I'll give him more than 4. I'll get... No. how would I rate this episode?
Not many more. We could actually call it a full wrap for a whole podcast.
It's wait, it would be like... I'll make it more than 4. Not even...
Many more? Not even many more? That's it.
No, why would I say more? I said more than 4.
Yeah, make it more than 4, but not that many more. Like 4, 5, 6.
I'll make it more than 4, not even less, but this is not the best.
Okay.
That's right?
You can actually come up with a full rap. What, could. Rap one whole podcast?
Just rap one whole podcast, like, right down the lines.
Like,
be just like,
how do you feel? I feel like that.
Jesse, how do you feel, Jesse? It's a little bit messy, but no.
It's a little bit messy. Yeah, we kill it, bro.
But we could. So, how would I rate this episode? Pretty much...
If we can get 10 subscribers, we'll wrap the episode.
If we can get 2 or 3 more subscribers, or 2 or 3 more views, we will wrap an episode.
Pretty cool.
I will write down, me and Jesse will collaborate, and we will write down what to wrap, how to wrap it, and all that. But only if we get like 2 or 3 more subscribers. And 10 more views.
10 more views?
Either 10 more views.
On this one?
Or either 10 more views or just 3 more subscribers.
All right.
So, like, check that out, people in subscriber land. But I would have to say I would rate this episode 5 out of 10.
Total max.
Bombs that are secretly clocks.
Bombs that are secretly clocks. 5 out of 10 turtlenecks that Marty can have.
It's still one of those episodes that aren't the best, but aren't the worst. There's a lot of episodes like that in Smallville. You always gotta watch out for those. So, do you agree with me?
I do agree with you.
You agree with me?
Mm-hmm.
You agree with me more than you agree with yourself?
No. More than yes.
Self. What rhymes with self?
Health.
Health. Agreeing with yourself, self. Agreeing with yourself, but you don't even have the self. Agreeing with yourself, but you don't even have the stealth. Making all the...
Rhyme.
making all the rhymes, speaking all the...
Time.
Wait. Oh, no, time. No. Talking all the time, making up all the rhymes.
We'll kill him.
We one day will.
And then come on the show and just freaking like this.
He's like, you're trying to steal from me and
Like, we start rapping and then, like, we just finish, like, we just set it up for him. And the next thing you know, my name is Manil.
Imagine he'd be like, just start jacking us up. Just like, you try to steal from me. You just, no, please stop. No, you try to steal from me. You try to be me. Trying to. trying to be me.
And, like,
trying
he mentioned to Smallville, but his, dude, like, he, like...
He's like, oh, you watch Smallville, and then, yeah, oh, yeah, I love it, and then, he, thanks,
like, rap,
I guess.
He rap hates us on, like, this, on us, but he also talks about the thing. Dude, even if you listen to Kill Show.
It's like, trying to be me, rap and scene like me, but you just not me. I can't even rap like Eminem. Like, no. I can't even... Imagine if I'm like, oh, this is my impression of Eminem. He just walks in. What are you trying to do? What are you trying to do, huh? And then Jack Sellers
starts
up.
Rapping on us.
But,
spitting bars. My name's Eminem. I came to
So, that has been Smallville MFs. Yep. I'm Noah.
I'm Jesse.
And.
What up?
Do. Smallville MFs, you already know who edits everything, me. You already know who talks about everything, me and him, me, Jesse, and Noah.
And maybe Eminem if he comes on the show.
And maybe Eminem if he comes on the show. You know it! Bum bum! Smallville MFs, out.